Me and Holly were laying around in bed around 10 a.m. on a Wednesday morning when the call came. I was slow answering it, thinking first of a comical thing to say, though I suppose it long since stopped handing anybody a laugh except me. I don't know. I laugh at a lot of things nobody ever laughs at except her.
Don't be funny, just answer it.
Triborough Bridge.
I have a collect call for Mr. Henry Wigan from Rochester, Minnesota.
I do not know a soul there, and I do not accept collect calls under any circumstance.
Come on, Arthur.
Holly Bruce is in jail in Minnesota. Tell him this better be important.
Arthur, you must speak to me. You gotta come and see me.
What did you do?
You've gotta come and see me. I'm in the hospital.
With what?
You gotta come and see me.
I cannot afford it. I am up to my ass in tax arrears. Say something. Do not just stand there.
You gotta come and see me.
All he says is I have got to go and see him.
Well, what did he do?
He's in the hospital.
Then you must go.
I will come.
All right. Thank you, Arthur. Goodbye.
He wouldn't be in Rochester, Minnesota if it weren't serious. I don't like the looks of it.
He has got Arcturus coverage.
Surely his coverage is not all you can think of?
No, naturally not. All we threw was one change of clothes and a bag because we naturally had no idea. Plus my Arcturus insurance kit, figuring if I'd done some business along the way, we could call the whole trip deductible. Holly drove me to the depot. Take care of $600, I said, which was what we kept calling him before she was born. In Minneapolis, I called up Alec Olson, the Boston outfielder, and he come rushing down, and we had coffee and gassed and talked about annuities. Me and him started floating around town like a couple of old buddies, which handed me a laugh. All summer, a fella's just another ball player in somebody else's ball club, until if you run across him in the winter, it's a horse of another color. When I got down to Rochester, Minnesota...